the morning. Wake up, turn it up, up, up.
Get up!
More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Post FM.
And it's always sort of nice to have a win behind you as you sort of head into a Friday.
Oh,
55 points. That was quite a win last night, wasn't it?
Beautiful. It almost got a little bit boring.
I know, but
just going to say, I mean, it was a great, obviously great game for your Eagles supporter. But yeah, Essendon, where were you? Were they there? Look, I didn't see them.
Now, I don't watch that closely, but I'm pretty sure Essendon have performed better than that this season, haven't they?
Yeah.
What happened? That was bizarre.
I don't know. And after the last weekend, obviously the Legends match, the iconic song, the Anthony McDonald Tip and Wooden song that I have not been able to get out of my head all week, I was ready to sing it and he didn't even do anything.
That was the halftime entertainment, which yes. I missed. I didn't realise was so iconic out of that Legends match.
Oh, it really was. But yeah, have a song written and performed after you and then next week not do anything.
Nothing at all.
Well, hey, it's not just him, the whole team, but anyway.
But generally, Bomb was quite disappointing. And what, sorry, happened between Zach Merritt and Nick Nat?
He pulled my hair.
I could see him mouthing at the umpire afterwards. It was like, but he's pulled. Even in the heyday of footy's on-field conflicts, I don't think there was hair pulling that was a thing.
I've seen pinching recently.
Yes, definitely.
Pinching and hair pulling.
Sledging, all of that kind of stuff. Of course, a bit slapping of argy-bargy. Slapping.
No, I haven't seen slapping yet. There hasn't been any open-handed slaps.
I think you're confusing that with German umpire bands. There's a lot of slapping that goes
is
on there.
Okay, no, I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
I was going to say, maybe confusing it with a schoolyard fight.
Well, or yes,
that's what it sounds like.
Even like schoolyard games are better behaved than the hair pulling. That was weird. Mind you, how much of a good seat in the house would you have had if you were one of the ones that had your snacks removed?
Yeah, I know.
It was quite a process.
A bit disappointed, really.
Anyway, yes, onwards and upwards.
Yep, awesome. And we're either playing, I think it's Geelong or Collingwood next week, depending who wins out of that. And the cricket, which was awesome as well for us.
Yeah, Smith, he's done all right again.
Yep, of course, he's just...
Yeah, he's got a point to prove, I think.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you're going to do it in England.
In front of all the ponds.
The Western Ringtail Possum is found only in southwest WA.
Yes.
It's critically endangered. But you can help keep them alive by getting involved in the Citizen Science Tally. They're doing a big count.
Okay, of all the possums.
Yeah, so from September 18 to October 18, they're going to be, you know, sending people out there to, you know, make observations.
Okay.
And there's an info session coming up if you want to get involved at Falcon E-Library, September 14.
Awesome.
There you go.
That's really great, especially species that are, you know, so unique to
WA. They're
unique
to us and there's not many of them.
Yeah.
So help out.
That'd be a good thing, especially if you're in the area.
Coastlive.com.au if you want any details. A hotel in Montana had to deal with an unusual guest over the weekend that refused to check out. The venue shared a video of this visitor in the form of a young black bear who clambered into a lady's bathroom through a window and made himself comfortable in the sink.
In the sink? How big is this bear?
Well, it's obviously not completely full-sized. It's a little-ish one.
Right.
It was a bit poking out of the sink. It was sort of taking up most of the bathroom vanity.
Okay.
The hotel said attempts to allow the bear to leave on its own failed, so negotiating with it didn't work,
like,
I'm guessing. Come on now,
it's time to leave.
Come on. You've had too many, off you go. He opted to kick back and nap across the entire length of the countertop while reinforcements were called in. So police and wildlife officers eventually tranquilised him and helped him through the checkout procedure while he was fast asleep. But I feel like there's bits missing from this story. You know, like the bit where he tries the lady's porridge but it's a bit too cold. And then something about her bed being too soft but then the sink was just right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, Nicki Minaj has announced her retirement from music.
Get out.
Yep. She announced via Twitter, I've decided to retire and have my family, she wrote. I know you guys are happy now, which apparently is a reference to the media and influencers she claims were trying to end her last month. So, very interesting. She's
not directly about those 10-year-olds.
No, this is different. That was Cardi B.
This
is Nicki Minaj, the other one.
Excuse me for getting the two.
The enemies. Okay. Now, she's copped a lot of flack for her relationship with ex-con Kenneth Perry, whom she's reportedly obtained a marriage license with. And last month, she actually changed her surname to Perry on Twitter. So people are kind of assuming that maybe they've already gotten married.
Yeah, right.
Perry served 4 years in prison for manslaughter and was convicted of attempted rape when he was 16. So he sounds like a real nice dude. Yeah. Good luck to the happy couple. Now, Camila Cabello has dropped two new songs after her romantic teaser earlier this week. She released two different singles from a forthcoming album, which is going to be called Romance. So no perfume. Okay. Sorry, DeMello.
Okay, it sounded
Don't
like...
Don't rush out and go and buy it.
Yeah, right.
The two songs are called Shameless and Liar. This is them. Show me your shameless, right on my neck, why don't you? And I won't erase it. I need you more than I want to, need you more than I want to. I said I won't get too close, but I can't stop it. Oh no, there you go.
Just like that, two new songs.
Bam, just like that. She's also set to star in James Corden's reimagined movie Cinderella, which is due out in 2021. So
really?
Very interesting. And just some quick news on Adele. She is apparently ready to release new music after her divorce earlier this year. Mm. So she's definitely getting ready, both mentally and physically, to promote new music. It seems it will happen later this year. That's a source saying that.
Relationship,
a source close to Adele.
Yeah, sure. Relationship breakups can create all sorts of good material.
Yeah, so wait and see. Adele may be back.
Nikki and DeMello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.